NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Game balls, no balls on the way. So yesterday was a fun day, man. I mean, outside of us winning, obviously, if you were just watching these games play out, the one that I did not expect, Mike, was the Eagles-Bengals game to get to where it was. 37-17. And this was a game, by the way, to start the third quarter. And then the Eagles score twice in the third. They score two more times in the fourth. This becomes a blowout. And all of a sudden now, I don't think Bengals are making the playoffs. I don't think they have a shot.
No, I think you're right. I think there's just too much. Their defense, and we talk about how bad we are getting the quarterback on the ground. The Bengals are not much better than we are as far as generating sacks. You know, it's just missing the eye test. They don't have it. And you're right. I mean, with all those weapons, you got 17 points. I've still got Ja'Marr Chase right now.
They do. They do. Let me hear Joe Burrow talk about, listen to this, winning 7 out of 9 games in the NFL. Come on, Joe.
I think 10 wins usually gets you in. So we got to win 7 out of 9. That's doable. It's doable.
I mean, he's confident, and I love it. But,
yeah.
But come on. They can't stop a nosebleed right now, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they don't look the part. They don't look like. Remember, how many years ago was it they played the Rams in the Super Bowl? That's like the ancient history, right?
It definitely feels that way. Hey, as we watched yesterday, everybody's talking about the return of Tua. They lose at home. Give Kyler Murray credit, man. Mikey threw for 307 and 2 touchdowns and ran around like crazy.
I started Caleb Williams last night.
You started who?
Caleb Williams.
He was terrible.
The computer told me. You know, you ask, you go on the Yahoo app. Oren
did the same thing. Mike Kyler's on
go
my bench.
Go with your gut, guys.
I sat there and I'm literally
a better defense.
89% of the experts said go with Caleb Williams.
That's why they're not experts.
Oh well, they're on the friggin' thing in the NFL website. So yeah,
you could have started Kyler.
Yes.
Brutal.
Terrible. Meanwhile, the story that everybody and their uncle is on, and it's unbelievable. We actually left the bar. When I thought the Bears had won it, we missed the freaking play. We get back to the hotel, Scotty, the dude, and I see how this Commanders game ends. That's got to be the craziest game we've seen in 30 years.
I agree. First of all, it never happens, right? And when it does, it's so random. And it's so far few in between, Mike. You think about the last time you saw a Hail Mary. You're like, oh, yeah, 6 or 7 years ago. Like, it doesn't happen every season.
Aaron Rodgers is the one guy who's got that special ability. We saw him do it a few weeks ago. But what you saw there, they're rushing 4, by the way.
I know.
And then, of course, the story that everybody's talking about is Tariq Stevenson. Now, people, I think everybody, I would imagine that 99.9% of our audience has seen the video because that's all you saw on Get Up this morning. It was on an endless loop. But he's basically down there screwing around with the crowd. He's got his back to the friggin' ball.
He does.
Eventually realizes to get over in position. And he's, ironically, the guy who deflects the ball for the winning reception for the touchdown.
Yeah. And he apologized. By the way,
went on social media.
Yeah, to his teammates and apologize. Here's the deal. It ain't over till it's over. Yesterday, Mike, when Baker Mayfield and the Bucs got the ball back, I said, this game is far from over.
Right.
You can stop counting your chickens, man. Like that. This game is crazy. And so, yeah, I've seen guys get cut for stuff like that.
Hey, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw it. He says to Chicago and teammates, my apologies for lack of awareness and focus. The game ain't over until zeros hit the clock. Can't take anything for granted. Notes taken. Improvement will happen. Hashtag bear down.
Yeah, well, it better.
But, I mean, if you're Dan Quinn, look, I know we had our fun with Dan, and sometimes we bust his chops. Felt pretty good for the guy, man. That's just the joy and just the vibe. It was unbelievable on the field.
Ran its course here. Doesn't mean he's not a good coach.
Right.
Because he proved it in Dallas. And now guess what? He's got a quarterback in Washington.
But there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard
now
with good people.
That stuff will still bust his balls about.
Do you think Bears fans are feeling we got the wrong quarterback? Because Caleb's getting better and better each day, but Jaden's already light years ahead.
He is light
years. Because he played against better competition in college.
326 yesterday. Yeah, man. And that was an incredible throw. All right, we're going to come back. Speaking of game balls, no balls, we'll hand one out. You think he's getting one? Probably. Stay right there. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.